Welcome to another Conversations with John and Lisa, and we're doing a second part today on distractions.
Yes.
And if you didn't hear the first part, I would strongly recommend that you go back and listen to the previous podcast so you can get part one of this. And today, you know, well, let's just say on the last one, let me just whet your appetite why you want to go back. We talked a lot about social media, and not in a bad way. We believe in social media. We use it. But when it dominates, that's what we talk about. So anyway, Lisa, what are we going to talk about today?
Oh, today we are going to talk about busyness and boundaries again.
Uh-oh.
Another facet of distraction. So many of us fail to hear from God because we say we are way too busy to slow down, spend time with Him. We don't know how to set wise boundaries around our time, our relationships, or our commitments. And I was actually shocked by these stats, John.
I am too. If you and I hope I say his name right, Lisa. His name is James Potash. Okay,
well, I
probably
that
put a little accent on
it,
didn't I?
Yeah, I felt like that was a little exotic.
James,
yeah.
If you're listening, James, sorry about
it.
That, buddy. But the former director, he's the former director of research at Johns Hopkins Mood Disorder Center. Listen to what they found in a 2010 study, that chronic stress from busyness results in an overdose of cortisol.
Well, you do not want to overdose on cortisol.
No, you don't. And the chronic release of cortisol could lead to depression or other mood disorders, including anxiety,
irritability.
Thank you, baby.
I know what that one is.
Irritability or insomnia. Those are some pretty serious things right there.
Can I just say one other really bad side effect of cortisol?
Yes.
Fat.
Oh, yeah, that's
it
true.
It makes you fat.
That's
it
true.
It makes your belly fat.
Yeah, I forgot about that
one. Yeah, so, hey, if you're like, I don't care
about my belly right
being
now, baby.
Irritable and anxious, but I care about being fat.
But okay. Listen to this. Anxiety, irritability, and insomnia, not sleeping.
That's right.
And that is a big, big problem today. And while we may legitimately feel busy, now this is going to blow you guys away, Americans' working hours have steadily decreased over the past 7 decades.
Y'all are fake busy.
It's fake busy. You've heard of fake news. This is fake busy. In 1948, when the government started keeping track, Americans worked on average 42.8 hours a week. Today, we average 38.7, according to the Bureau of
Labor. They're on their phones that other 4 hours.
Yep, the Bureau of Labor Statistics current population survey. So this is pretty amazing when you think about this, all right?
Yep.
Pew Research did a study on the frequency of reading scripture by religious groups. This will blow you away.
This is kind of sad.
Here's what they found out. All right, 88% of Jehovah's Witnesses read their scripture weekly. 77% of Mormons read their scripture weekly. Ready for this? 30% of mainline Protestants, 30, you heard me, read their scripture weekly. Now, if we live in a corrupt society, because the Bible says don't be conformed to this world, and we're not putting any of the Word of God into our heart, you know, I want you to just think about it. This is the way I share about it with people in churches. I'll say, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go 5 days and don't eat anything. And then I want you to get in a street fight with somebody. And I said, I guarantee you'll lose. Now, the Word of God is to our spirit what food is to our physical flesh.
You've been inviting people to street fight?
Well, come on, babe. I'm just saying, if you get in a street fight, if you have to protect your wife when, you know, some guy comes to mug her, let's say, or something like that. But you know what I'm saying? Get in the ring. What I usually say is get in the ring and get into a fight with somebody, okay? And it's true. I want you to just think about what would happen to you physically. Mm-hmm. Would you be able to mow the grass? Would you be able to do all the jobs that you're doing if you didn't eat anything for 5 days? I mean, you know, just talk to people about this in January when a lot of churches are fasting, and just ask them, are you able to work as hard physically as you? No. Well, this is what we're doing to our hearts. And so we are going to end up being conformed to our atmosphere, which is the world.
Actually, studies have found that there is a change before and after prayer and meditative activities.
Wow.
That actually resets your nervous system. It controls relaxation. It controls arousal, like getting angry. It has activities that decrease your heart rate, your blood pressure, metabolism, your respiration, and drops those cortisol levels.
That's really powerful.
So why? Why not? Why wouldn't you want to be still? be still and know. That actually is really good. And when you're being still and know, you don't want your brain just to wander. You actually want it to be set on the word of God. And one of the scriptures that really captures this is Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 17. It says, look carefully. Again, you're talking about we're living in days where we need to be mindful. Look carefully then how you walk. And that is unwise, but is wise. Making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And people are like, I don't know what it is. Well, we find his will in his word. So if we're not in his word, we don't have access to what his will is. He did not design us to be busy. He did not design us to be running at this crazy pace and be ineffective. He actually designed us where we have to settle down and have time with him. This is a long one. Matthew 6, 25 through 34 says, therefore, and this is Jesus talking, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to the span of his life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
You know, I'm thinking about Peter walking on the water, right? He's doing a miraculous thing. And yet, as long as he's got his focus on Jesus, he continues to live miraculously on that water. But the moment he looks at the distracting waves and wind, which, gosh, that's amazing. If the water was calm, could Peter do that? No. But it's amazing when you think about how silly that is. It's amazing how weak, because...
Because you're saying it would whether the water's calm or rough, it would never be able to walk on water.
It had nothing to do with him being able to walk on water.
Right.
So when I think about people that are busy, 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 and not spending time with God, what goes down is trust level. This is actually a multiplying effect. In other words, here you are faced with life challenges, and you need God's intervention, his protection, his provision, whatever it is in our life. But now your eyes are on all these other things, distractions. So what goes down? Your trust level goes down. So if your trust level goes down, your anxiety level goes up. And whenever I see somebody who's anxious, oh gosh, you know, we have bills due, we have this due. What's happened is their trust levels go down, because Jesus said, hey, you know, these birds, they don't work. They don't have Social Security. They don't have a 401k plan, but God provides them. Aren't you more valuable than those birds? So when I see...
It's not permission not to work. It's a permission
not to stress. But stress level and trust level are directly related.
Goes
stress. It's because first down went trust. And it's because your eyes got on distractions and off the word of God.
Which we are learning, it makes people less productive.
Right.
It's more busy, less productive.
It's the same thing with Mary and Martha.
Yeah.
You know, Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet. Martha is completely stressed. I wish they could have done her cortisol levels on Martha. She is so stressed about having everything right. She's busy. And Jesus said, you know what? It's not wrong that you serve, because the Bible talks about serving. Okay, serve, 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 serve. A man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. But what happened was she knew it was the right time to get the feet of Jesus and hear the word of God. And that's the thing. When we get so busy, we miss the right times to get at the feet of Jesus, because we're so distracted, we can't even know it is the right time.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden now our trust level goes down and now our stress level goes up. So, you know, Lisa, I think the question needs to be asked, because there's a lot of people wondering, how do you make sure that you, because you're a busy girl, how do you make sure you have time with the Lord?
Well, you know, it's interesting, because I'm a little bit different than you. So
I know. I'm glad we're going to discuss both areas.
So for me, it's more about what I remove from my life. So I don't have a lot of, I don't go shopping a lot. I don't hang out with girlfriends a lot. I've edited my life. So because I do travel, and because I do write, and because I have a family, I remove the things that would take away from that. I know first thing in the morning, before I even come out of my room, I'm going to pray before I even get up. because once I get up, I get distracted super easy. So that's busy for me. Busyness that will fight me all through the day. So worship music is really important to me. And then also because I get distracted, journaling is really important for me. But you're the one that's highly disciplined. You're the one I wish I could do. John gets up. What do you do, honey? You get up. You drink lemon water,
and then I spend time with God.
Yes.
And so I like to get up, 5 o'clock, right in that time period, because it gives me 2 hours.
When I rolled over at 5:22 a.m., he was already gone this morning. I saw the light under the door. Yep, he was gone.
But it's the time when my mind's the sharpest, and it's the time when I want to really hear from God. And also, I find that sleeping quiets me. So that it's really easy for me. So many times team members will say to me, What do you think we should do? And I look at him and say, I want a night to sleep on it. And the reason I do is because it's like God just automatically, if I turn my eyes to him in the morning, just starts talking. And so What I try to do is immediately get into the Word of God. I'll open up my Bible and then I will go out and I'll pray, or I may do it the other way around. I don't have a regiment when it comes time, but I make sure I do. But Lisa, God really challenged me one day when we were early on in our marriage. I was kind of like, hey, Lisa's not praying. She prays in the shower, and I'm out here early in the morning praying for at least 90 minutes, which I did. I would get up at 5 and I would come back at 6:30 and I'd be at work by 8. And you know what God said to me one day when I was kind of like, well, how can she really be hearing from you when she only prays in the shower? And he said, Lisa's chosen to walk with me in continual fellowship. You come out here, talk to me from 5 to 6:30 in the morning, and you shut me off for the rest of the day. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I realized that God wants us to walk with him. And, Lisa, I will say this. I've been with you where I've been distracted by my phone. Okay. Now I'm not going back to social media like we did on the last podcast, but what I'm saying is I missed valuable time with you because you and I were alone and I was on my phone, and all of a sudden I realized
he does out loud texting on his phone, which is so annoying.
Don't tell on me on that one. Okay, please.
I'm like, but put anyway, it down, be quiet.
But I look back after our 2 hours together, maybe going somewhere, and I thought I could have had a better quality time with Lisa if I just would have put that phone down for 2 hours. And so, I always make sure in the morning I set my focus for the day right by having the Word of God in me and also spending time in prayer before I face anybody.
And, I want to say that for people out there that are not wired like you are, I sometimes get better time in the afternoon when my brain is awake, because it takes me a little bit of time to wake up in the morning. And I think the big key is that they make sure they get the time, because you're feeding your spirit and God has a lot of things he wants to say to you and talk to you about. One of the things, to be honest with you, I read my Bible like for hours on flights. It's super easy just to have it on my iPad, or if I have my physical Bible, and read it. But now that I wear reading glasses, I usually do the iPad. So I am super excited that you've shared some of your things, because I've watched you walk this out for 30, how long have you been married? 36 years?
37 years this year.
37 years this year. Okay, but it hasn't happened yet. So 36 is still
okay,
correct.
Okay, 36.
So we got an amazing review from Tyga Lily. I like that. Tyga Lily, she says, I love Lisa and John. Their ministry has shown so much fruit, not just in my life, but in so many others. And that's super sweet for you to say that. She listens to the podcast at work since I'm at my desk all day. And the way they break down topics like marriage, addiction, and so many other things is put in such a way that it is just so easy to absorb and apply to your life. And, John, this is really what we want.
Yeah.
We don't want to make it complicated. We want to make it super easy.
Lisa, all over the world, I've had people tell me that they can't wait for our next podcast to come out. I'm talking about in Asia and Africa. It's just amazing. But I want to put a closure on this before we close this.
Oh, yeah.
This
Go ahead.
One. There's something really important that needs to be said here. And that is this. How do you avoid the busyness in your daily life? Here's one of the big things I chose to do, and that is to learn how to say no. When you say yes to everything,
that's good. You're saying no to something.
Every time the phone rings, I'm going to pick it up. When you say yes to all this and that and the other, because you feel the pressure of, okay, these are my friends, I need to do this. One of the most anointed words I think a person can say is no, thank you. And the reason is because if you do fill it up, it leaves no time left for God. And so just as I have to set an appointment to see some of my team members, I have to set an appointment to see a doctor. I have to realize that the more I fill my day with, the less time I'm going to get with God. And if I set an appointment with him, I do those two simple things. Set an appointment, say no, don't say yes to everything everybody asks me to do. I will have time for God. And so I just felt like, to put a wrap on these two podcasts of discussion, think that one through. Are you saying yes too often?
And I will say for an Enneagram 7, they say it yes too often. Then they get stressed out and then they don't do anything well. So if my 7s out there, don't do it. You know, one of the things that before we close out, our culture has rewarded busyness as like, hey, this looks like I have a full life. We can just find it might be full, but it's not productive. So we don't want to cave into that cultural dynamic. So yeah. So anyway, we love hearing from you. We love serving you. We want to have these shows reviewed because when you rate and review these shows, it actually gets to go out further, increases our reach. And then if you like this series on distraction, please feel free to share these episodes with your friends. And if you want to go deeper, this is super exciting, John.
Hearing
from God, be sure to check out our courses. It just released Hearing from God on messengercourses.com.
We worked hard on that one,
yeah.
Lisa.
And you know why we did that? Because we heard back from people here.
Yeah.
They said, when John says, God said this to me, or when Lisa said, God said that to me, or, you know, I want to have that kind of relationship with God. Is that even possible? And so we listened to what you gave us back as information and created that course.
And we want to keep hearing.
Yeah,
we want to keep hearing. Hear
yeah,
what
so
you want
please,
to talk,
please, please.
Talk about on conversations,
yeah.
Or if you want courses on it, because we want to disciple. We want to create messengers that are going to affect their world.
Absolutely. So don't forget to subscribe. And if you miss the first episode, go back and listen to it. And until next time, this has been Conversations with John and Lisa Bevere.
Thanks for listening to Conversations with John and Lisa. Let us know your thoughts by leaving a review. And be sure to subscribe and share these episodes through iTunes. You can also connect with John and Lisa through Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Until next time.